Yesterday we did this skit for the Enthusiasm Awakeners, the singing group that comes out every morning, and everybody performed a different running style or persona of a person. Ananda Lahari was the running sage, meditating, half falling asleep at the same time while he was running. Golia was playing soccer, and Prerna Shamarpan doing chi running. Myself, I was Mr. Bean out of the rat race, falling asleep while running and then crashed out right in front of them to be awoken by Ananda Lahari as he came through. But it was in the morning of something we were doing for Independence Day, 4th of July, and it definitely brought about a whole new sense of joy and happiness, and I think we all felt it actually. It was really tangible. It was like for that moment, and it lasted for a long time just because we had that little bit of happiness in the morning. It brought about such a feeling of peace and ease to the running.
You went over with a shoe and some banana peels. What was that about this morning?
So Ashfrenal and I went up to the Enthusiasm Awakers, and he had in his hand a running shoe with a couple of banana peels sticking out of the toe box, which has been cut out, and the actual place where your foot goes in. And he cut off a piece of the banana skin, and I picked it up and came through and said, "Ashfrenal, what on earth are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I'm just adjusting my brand new slippers." So it's just a light-hearted humour to give them some happiness and also give us some.
Do you mind if I ask you to read the poem of the day?
Poem of the day from Sri Chinmoy, written July 5th, 2007. God claims me as his own, very own. Alas, when will I be able to claim God as my own, very own? When? That's sweet.
Does it have any significance for you, that particular?
Well, I think every day we try and realize how we can claim the supreme to be our own, that we can do our duty on earth and try and please the supreme in his own way, without sensing our own desire, our own quest for satisfaction. Just do our duty in a sense.
And just a side note, the heat, which is building up in the next couple of days, not a problem?
Well, I'm about to find out. Last week or a few weeks ago, whatever it was, I lose track now, we had that 6 or 7 days of just extreme intense heat, one day after the other, and I believe it was like 36 degrees Celsius, and the humidity was starting to peak. It was okay. I mean, it was a real struggle to get through the days, but it didn't slow me down. But what I noticed was afterward, the exhaustion really set in. So when the days cooled off, when you'd think you could actually pick it up and make up some lost ground, I just felt so incredibly exhausted from it. And yesterday was 36 degrees Celsius again. The humidity wasn't so high, but it was a cranking hot day. Apparently the next 5 are going to be hotter and more humid, so we'll find out. But I seen yesterday Petra was having a shower, and in the playground here there's a few fountains which spray out water, and he's sitting in there cooling off. And I heard a few of the runners have got towels today, and they're going to go in there if it gets too hot and try and cool off.
Well, good luck and thank you.
You're welcome.